The Busium, as it's known, is a retrofitted school bus filled with photos, diaries, and memorabilia that recreate the POW life of hundreds of Midwestern soldiers captured by the Nazis. Much of the exhibit focuses on the more than 1,000 soldiers from Iowa captured by Field Marshal Rommel in Africa, flown to Italy, then put on trains for a grueling journey to Germany. The exhibit's creator is Iowa-born historian Michael Lewick Thrams.
It'd be locked up. The men would only have standing space. If at all, they'd have maybe squatting space. They'd take turns, one standing, the other squatting beneath his buddy's legs. There was no heat. There was no cooling. There was almost no water. There was no food. Some of the men had dysentery, which is a polite word for diarrhea, of course. The men were starving. Some of them had battle wounds that were oozing. It was really hell on earth.
Thram says the exhibit also presents a German perspective on the war, with stories of Germans held in POW camps in the Midwest. He says the goal is to use World War II prisoners as a case study and allow visitors a chance to compare the POW tales of World War II with the prisoner abuse stories filling the newspapers today.
When we live in a time, once again, when, for example, Arab Americans are being interned or deported, some 8,000 have been deported since 9/11, you know, we can look backward 60 years and find out what were the experiences of our parents and our grandparents when they were dealing with a world at war then as well.
Thram's Busium exhibit has already made the rounds of all 99 counties in Iowa. It will stop in Madison at the Veterans Museum on Saturday and visit 55 other Wisconsin communities between now and June 11th. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.